The United States Holocaust Memorial Museum is observing its 25th anniversary this year with a new campaign aimed at asking questions. The Never Stop Asking Why initiative encourages people to think critically about the continuing lessons of the Holocaust and what it says about human nature. With me to talk more about this is Sarah Bloomfield, the museum's director. And Sarah, first off, can you describe this new program you've launched?
Well, this is our 25th anniversary, and it goes back to something that the noted Holocaust survivor Elie Wiesel said when we opened. He said, the museum is not an answer, it's a question. And we would say it's many questions. And part of our educational goal is for people to think critically about the lessons of the Holocaust and what they have to say about our own responsibilities in the world we live in today. So this is a multi-generational social media conversation that will crowdsource questions from people all over the world about why the Holocaust happened, what made it possible, what were the choices people have, and what does that mean for us today?
What kinds of questions would you like people to be asking about specifically what's going on maybe around the world now?
Well, I think if you look back at the Holocaust, it sets off a whole set of questions. One being, you know, how is it that sometimes people are susceptible to hate or to seeing people differently or to the power of propaganda? Another set of questions is, why do ordinary people sometimes do extraordinary things, both good and evil, in certain circumstances? What are those circumstances? What makes people take huge risks to save a fellow human being? And lots of other questions about our just kind of our daily choices.
Something that I've noticed over the past few years or so, which seems to me to be a change, and maybe it does, maybe it doesn't to you, is that there seem to be a lot of discussions about sort of the warning signs that were happening specifically in Germany, but also across parts of Europe, leading up to World War II, leading up to the Holocaust, and sort of trying to translate those to stuff going on maybe in the U.S. or in other parts of the world. Do you see that there are similarities between what sort of were the precursor to the Holocaust and things that are going on across the world now? Or are people maybe trying to read too much into things that are happening now?
Well, first of all, let's be clear that if you look back in history at the 1930s and even the 20s, we now would look back with the benefit of hindsight and we can identify those warning signs. But that was a pre-Holocaust world. In those years, people just couldn't imagine it because it seems so unthinkable even to us today. But I just want to make it very clear, America today is not Germany in the 20s and 30s. America is very different. We have a very long history of strong democratic institutions, a very robust civil society. We have a culture of individual action rather than group conformity. There are many ways it is different. Having said that, the reason we study history is because the lessons of history are always relevant if we think about what they say about human nature and human societies for any moment in time.
So given that, then, how do you think that we should be thinking about and learning about and maybe questioning what was happening both before and during the Holocaust relative to our own lives, understanding that, as you said, things in Germany in the 20s and 30s are very different than things in the United States now?
Well, the Holocaust teaches many lessons. One is obviously that the unthinkable is always possible and that, you know, under certain circumstances, people do things they wouldn't normally do. But it also teaches, I think, one of the most important lessons is individuals always have more power than they realize. And we're living through times that feel like change is almost unprecedented, the rate that it's happening. And in periods, if you look back historically, in periods of rapid change and disruption, it can lead to social fragmentation. So the value of studying history in general, and Holocaust history as well, is to step out of the pressures and the speed of the moment and the present we're living in, to reflect back on the past, and I think to think more about the future and our individual roles in shaping that future.
It's interesting that you said that, because I think that's something that a lot of people are talking about and thinking about now, not just in politics, but you think about the Me Too movement and the idea that people can stand up and make their individual voice heard and other people will listen to it, perhaps amplified by social media now that wasn't available, obviously, in the past. It seems like that really is a message that people are starting to take to heart now.
Yes, and I think that history is an important lesson in looking at that. We tend to look around at society and we tend to think of it in sometimes in large brushstrokes. But one thing about the internet is it has empowered the individual. The challenge for us is also to make sure that as the individual assumes that great power that they have with the internet, that they use that to advance social solidarity. And I think the Holocaust is a pretty good lesson in good and evil and the importance of us as individuals having a moral compass as we play this role in our communities and in society as a whole.
What do you think about when you hear people in modern times make comparisons to people now to Adolf Hitler or to the Nazis or to Germany in that time period?
I think when people make those comparisons, it shows a lack of really understanding of Holocaust history. Those comparisons are often made to make a particular agenda or a political point, but they really diminish Holocaust history and the facts of the history. And frankly, I think often, perhaps not intended, they trivialize the event, and it is an insult to the victims and the survivors. We learn the Holocaust not because it repeats itself every day, but because it holds within it certain lessons about ourselves.
Sarah Bloomfield is director of the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum. Sarah, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.